The forces of the universe had spoken. I was destined to enter Sally Mae's picnic basket and eat her oatmeal cookies. But just the cookies. Sure, there were other goodies in that basket, but a dog should never get greedy or push his luck. The faces of Fort had ordered me to borrow a few cookies, the forces of fate, that is, had so forth, and eating cookies was all I had been authorized to do on this mission. No sandwiches, no deviled eggs. I crept up to the open door on paws that had been trained to make no sound whatever. There I stopped and took one last glance towards the house. Everything looked right. Slim and Loper were still inside the house, and Drover was standing guard. We had a go for the mission. I went into the deep crouch position and sprang up to the car seat. Two cautious steps brought me right next to the... Wow. I could smell the cookies. Sugar, vanilla, toasted oatmeal, and raisins. Have you ever been in a situation where you were dying for a cookie and you caught that first whiff of cookie vapors? That's the kind of situation we're talking about here, and it set off a whole fireworks display of sensations throughout my body. But on a mission like this, a guy can't lose his head. Discipline. Control is the key to the lock of the... whatever. It's crucial that we maintain strict discipline and not surrender to the wild screams of cookie lust in our heads, is the point. I edged closer to the basket and slipped my nose beneath the hinged lid, which allowed my nose to go prowling inside the basket. Using my nose as a probing device and feeling around with my tongue, I located the sack that contained the precious cookies. But just then, Drover's voice pierced the silence. Hank, did you find them yet? To answer the runt, I had to withdraw my probing equipment from the basket. Of course I found them, and if you'll dry up and leave me alone for a minute, I'll be done and gone. Well, don't forget my cookie. You promised. Drover, I'm shocked and saddened that you have so little faith in the head of ranch security.
Experience.
What?
Nothing. Just hurry up.
Don't tell me what to do. And don't disturb me again. I had to repeat the whole procedure of slipping my nose into the basket and had just reached the point where my nose had made contact with the paper sack when... I couldn't believe it. Drover was yapping again, and there seemed to be some urgency in his voice.